پایگاه فرهنگی اطلاع رسانی راسخون.
Like man, how come nobody told me this, man? Like I was reading it and just feeling like I've been lied to my whole life. Like all the answers to life questions for me were right there in the Quran. And I just never picked it up and really sat down and read it. And trust me, at that point I was reading a whole lot of stuff, man. I read Message to the Black Man and all the literature from the Nation of Islam. I studied the lessons, the 120, the history of the father, all the stuff from the nation, from the five percenters and everything. I was reading the stuff Nubians was putting out. I was reading about Buddhism, Judaism, everything. Jehovah's Witness, the different forms of Christianity, the different denominations or whatever. And I sat down and read that Quran, man, and I said, how come nobody ever told me this, man? I remember thinking how dangerous the world is. Like, then I just had a different view about the world, because I had all these stereotypes and all these judgments and things about Muslims. You know, the only thing I really knew about Muslims was that, you know, growing up in Detroit on the west side, was that they didn't want to surround their women. You try to holler at one of their women, they was gonna knock you out. They always was up in the corner stores thinking we was finna steal something or rob the store. And some of them was cool and hung out and played basketball with us. That's pretty much the only thing I knew about Muslims. I really didn't know much about them, except, you know, for what I could see directly. So it was just real interesting, man. And then I realized how dangerous the world was, because once I actually sat down and read this Quran, it just gave me just a totally different perspective, man. Like, when I finally looked at it, I was like, man, the world is dangerous, because they put all of this off on Muslims, and they inject all this poison into the media and into people's minds about Muslims, and it's nothing like that. I'm sitting here reading for myself, and I hadn't even took Shahada yet. I was reading the Quran, I hadn't even become Muslim. And I was just thinking, like, man, the world is really a dangerous place, and the media encourages this. They make Muslims look bad. So I took Shahada maybe a few months later after reading the Quran. I finally took Shahada, alhamdulillah. And the following year, September 11th happened. And man, alhamdulillah, man, after that happened and I seen how ignorant the media tries to promote ignorance, and how some people accept it, it didn't do anything but make my faith stronger in Islam and make me realize that Islam really is the truth.
In a verse of the Quran, the fecundating characteristic of the winds and the formation of rain as a result are mentioned. And we sent the fecundating winds, then caused water to descend from the sky, therewith providing you with water in abundance. Until the beginning of the 20th century, the only relationship between the wind and the rain that was known was the wind driving clouds. However, modern meteorological findings have demonstrated the fecundating role of the winds in the formation of rain. This fecundating function of the wind works in the following way. On the surface of oceans and seas, countless air bubbles form because of the foaming action. The moment these bubbles burst, thousands of tiny particles with a diameter 1/100th of a millimeter are thrown into the air, These particles, known as aerosols, mix with dust carried from land by winds and are carried to upper layers of the atmosphere. These particles, carried to higher altitudes by winds, come in contact with water vapor up there. Water vapor condenses around these particles and turns into water droplets. These water droplets first come together and form clouds, and then fall on the earth in the form of rain. It is He who sends down water in due measure from the sky, by which we bring a dead land back to life. That is how you too will be raised from the dead. This measure in rain has again been discovered by modern research. It is estimated that in 1 second, approximately 16 million tons of water evaporate from the earth. This figure amounts to 513 trillion tons of water in 1 year. This number is equal to the amount of rain that falls on the earth in 1 year. This means that water continuously circulates in a balanced cycle according to a measure.